Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to The Key on IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining a question that a lot of people bring up and mention. This question is especially brought up by adherents and followers of other sects within Islam, besides the followers of the Shiite sect who follow the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt, alayhimus salam. The question is this: is it permissible to mourn the friends of God, the death of the friends of God, the martyrdom of the friends of God? Is it permissible to cry for them? To be more specific, a lot of people say that these acts are instances of bid'at, or innovation in religion. In order to answer this question, we need to take a look at the meaning of bid'at. When we look at the meaning of bid'at, we see that this term, which is a religious term, and because of this we need to turn to the traditions in order to gain a better understanding of what it means, and to gain a precise understanding of what it means, we see that the word bid'at is contrasted with the word sunnat. Therefore, a bid'at is something that doesn't have any foundation in the sunnat and the norms of the Prophet, the traditions of the Prophet, regardless of whether that is the acts of the Prophet, the words of the Prophet, or even the indirect acceptance of others' actions by the Prophet. When we look at the act of mourning other people, other people's death or their martyrdom, grieving for them, mourning for them, crying for them, we see that, in fact, it does have a basis in the tradition of the Prophet, and therefore it cannot be categorized in under the heading of bid'at. One tradition which is particularly interesting is regarding the death of Hazrat Hamza, who was the first martyr of Islam, one of the first martyrs of Islam. In a tradition, after the martyrdom of Hazrat Hamza, and in the battle in which he was martyred, and in which a lot of other Muslims had also been martyred, the Ansar, the helpers, who were a group of companions of the Prophet, they were busy mourning and crying for their loved ones who had also died in this battle. This indirectly indicates also that this act of mourning and crying for one's loved ones and the friends of God also has a basis in the actions of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When the Prophet heard this, the Prophet was saddened. He said, "However, Hamza, there is no one to cry for you." When the people heard this, the women of the Ansar, the companions, the helpers, they came to the Prophet, the door of the house of the Prophet, and they began to lament and cry for Hamza. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard this, he prayed for the well-being of these women. And then he told them, he asked them to leave. He said, "Thank you for your gesture. You may please leave from here." From then, and this is interesting, from then on, whenever a dead body or a dead person from the Ansar was brought, the women of the Ansar would first cry for Hazrat Hamza, and then they would cry for their loved ones. In other words, the women of the Ansar made it a tradition, you know, going back to this event, they made it a tradition for themselves that before they would cry for anybody, they would cry and lament for Hazrat Hamza. They would bring him up and mention him, and then they would cry for their own loved ones. This tradition has been mentioned in the book Tabaqat Ibn Sa'd, volume 2, page 44. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the permissibility of crying and mourning and grieving for one's loved ones and the friends of God and the traditions of the Prophet. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.